Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 3rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. 164 years ago, today in 1860, the Pony Express was launched, delivering mail from St. Joseph, Missouri, to Sacramento, California, with horse and rider relays. Though short-lived and financially unsuccessful, it's celebrated for its adventurous spirit and contribution to American West folklore. Sounds like my first marriage. Heyo! So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect a blend of northwest swells through Thursday, adding modest wind swell by afternoon. Cleaner conditions shift to onshore by midday. Surf potential improves Friday with new northwest swell, with chest to head high waves and possibly overhead at winter focal points. Weekend mornings may offer better wind conditions as swell fades. The South Pacific remains quiet with a potential small pulse mid-next week, possibly trending fun by the weekend. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 1 to 2 feet until 10, then fair until 3. After that, it's choppy, windy, and blown out. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing tide when the north-northwest swell is 1 foot at 14 seconds and no wind. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4.5 feet at 5 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide just before noon 30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 52 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:10 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 63 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour in the morning. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 54. Looking ahead in the weather. Thursday, expect cloudy skies with a high near 58 and wind at 5 to 15 mile per hour. There's a 30% chance of rain after 11 p.m. with lows around 50. Friday's forecast includes a 60% chance of rain, with showers likely and a possible thunderstorm after 11 a.m., leading to highs near 53 and lows around 49 at night. The weekend brightens up with sunny skies on Saturday. Sunday will be mostly sunny with highs near 58 and lows around 52. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego has reported its second measles case this year, involving a 47-year-old who had traveled overseas and is now hospitalized. Health officials warn of potential exposure in Encinitas and Carlsbad at places like Naked Cafe and Ralph's Market. Efforts are underway to identify and follow up with exposed individuals. The first case involved a 1-year-old, also a traveler, but the cases seem unrelated. Amid a national rise in measles, the CDC emphasizes vaccination, especially for children, noting the disease's high contagion rate. This year, 97 cases have been reported across 18 states, with a significant number in unvaccinated or partially vaccinated individuals. Now on to sports. Ronald Blanco, at 30 years old, achieved a historic milestone by pitching the earliest no-hitter in Major League Baseball history, leading the Houston Astros to a 10-0 win against the Toronto Blue Jays. This remarkable feat occurred on April Fool's Day, surpassing Hideo Nomo's 2001 record by 3 days. Blanco, who first entered the major leagues at 28, filled in for injured ace Justin Verlander and demonstrated his skill with a standout changeup. His performance not only marked the 17th no-hitter in Astros history, but also highlighted an extraordinary week for Blanco, which included witnessing the birth of his second child. Have a day, big guy. Last night in local sports. In top news, Tesla experienced its first annual sales drop since the pandemic began, with deliveries falling by 100,000 from the previous quarter. This decrease reflects the growing competition in the electric vehicle market, notably from Chinese and Western manufacturers. Despite efforts to maintain profitability through price cuts, Tesla's profit margins and stock value have been impacted. The company cited challenges, including production adjustments and external disruptions, but the broader issue remains the intensifying competition, especially from BYD, which briefly surpassed Tesla in EV sales. Despite these setbacks, Tesla reclaimed its title from BYD, which saw a more significant sales drop. Meanwhile, traditional automakers are advancing in the EV space, introducing new models and capturing market share, further pressuring Tesla's dominance. In business news, over the past 3 years, China and Hong Kong's stock markets have experienced a staggering $5 trillion drop in market capitalization, surpassing the entire value of the Indian stock market, as reported by HSBC. This significant decline contrasts sharply with the performance of Indian stocks, which have seen robust growth and optimism, further highlighted by India hosting the most IPOs in 2023. The National Stock Exchange of India has notably ascended to become the world's fourth largest stock exchange, underscoring the country's growing financial influence. Conversely, China's economic challenges, particularly in its real estate sector, and skepticism around meeting its growth targets, have contributed to the downturn in its markets. This dynamic shift emphasizes India's rising prominence in the global investment landscape. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just above $66,000. Ethereum is at $3,300. And Solana is $188. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Earth's rotation, which influences time measurement, is experiencing a complex interaction between acceleration due to the planet's liquid outer core and deceleration from global warming effects on the polar ice caps. This dynamic has postponed the potential need to remove a leap second until around 2028 or 2029, a measure considered due to the Earth's speeding rotation. Historically, the Earth's rotation has slowed, with days lengthening over billions of years. However, recent trends suggest a leap second might need to be subtracted to adjust for this acceleration. Climate change, by melting polar ice and redistributing mass, is slowing the rotation of the Earth slightly, delaying this unprecedented adjustment. Leap seconds have been added since 1972 to synchronize atomic time and Earth's rotational time, but their future is uncertain, with plans to eliminate them by 2035. And in entertainment news, Jon Stewart revealed that Apple intervened to prevent Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan from appearing on his Apple TV Plus show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, and discouraged discussions on artificial intelligence. This disclosure aligns with earlier reports of creative disagreements leading to the show's cancellation, highlighting tensions over potential guests and sensitive topics like China and AI. Stewart, who returned to The Daily Show, shared these insights during an interview with Khan, underscoring Apple's caution against content that might provoke controversy, especially around topics like AI, which is poised to play a significant role in the company's future product updates. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Jon Stewart himself. The host of The Daily Show said, "If you don't stick to your values when they're being tested, they're not values. They're hobbies." Shots fired, Jon. What a savage. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.